Hey, what's going on, everybody? My name is J.R. Robinson. I'd like to welcome you to When He Speaks Erotica from a man's perspective. And as always, I want to say thank you to the listeners and thank you just for supporting this channel, man. I greatly appreciate each and every one of you. Tonight's topic is 7 weird fetishes men have. So we're going to talk about this. So do me a favor, have a seat. Take a load off. Go ahead and pour you some red wine. Relax, and I'll be right back with the question of the night. All right, tonight's question of the night is, do threesomes enhance or hurt relationships? Okay, I've never had a threesome. My window of opportunity was around in my 20s, and then at that time I was happily married. I know that's hard to believe, but yeah, I was happily married. I was in total bliss, and approaching my ex-wife at that time about a threesome wasn't even a thought. I really didn't have those developed mind. I really didn't have that developed mindset back then. So, as I got older, opportunity became more available, but I never pursued it. I think the fact that you have to satisfy two women at the same time, it was a bit overwhelming. You know, it was like, I don't think I can honestly do this, you know. And I didn't want to put the stress or the pressure on myself. So, I never really gave it too much thought. You know, I mean, I had a couple of people who, you know, threw it out there and just to see if I was going to bite, I guess. But I really didn't go for it, you know. So, but I've heard that it's one of the best sexual experiences you will ever have, you know, if you're ready for it mentally and emotionally and, of course, physically up to the game, you know. So, it just didn't. It was one of those things on my bucket list that didn't get scratched off. I think that if you and your significant other has been thinking about having a threesome, embrace yourself for this. It's one of those things that is well suited for someone who is mentally in tune with who they are sexually. You can't be on the fence about it. Either you're going to do it or you're not. You know what I'm saying? I mean, and when the opportunity presents itself, go ahead and go for it. Just throw caution to the wind, and if it feels right, then go for it. I think threesomes work best for couples who work well together and who don't have any serious emotional, financial, or legal obligations to each other. I think enhancing, one of the points when it comes to enhancing is it increases overall intimacy. If couples want to live a more adventurous life, then a threesome is definitely the way to go. Threesomes usually don't last long since one partner or the other may feel resentment, jealousy, or wasn't fully sexually satisfied. So you may have it where you have it that one time and then you think about doing it again and thought starts to kick in about, you know, I really didn't get nothing out of it. It was just something to do and it's a bit overrated, you know? Or, in my opinion, that low percentage of people who enjoy it, who can move past and never talk about it, or sometimes never want it again, are the most satisfied. And I believe, honestly, that's a small number, a small percentage of people who have experienced that. Because a threesome makes you, it lingers. It will linger in your head. Like, why didn't we have a threesome? Am I not enough for him? Does she want to be with a guy who has hair because I'm bald? Did I satisfy him? Did she enjoy another dick up in her? I mean, it's all kinds of questions that can branch off that word threesome. You know, and I think that's another reason why I didn't want to take that journey, because I didn't want to have any doubts about doing it. And that would have definitely gave me doubts. And I know this because I know me, you know. I think another thing when it comes to having a threesome, it prevents boredom. Now, I don't think it does that for people who are in their 40s or 50s that's willing or trying or, you know, think about doing a threesome. But when you're in your 20s, maybe early 30s, yeah, it can definitely make that Friday night at Netflix Friday night an option, meaning that you don't have to sit there and drink a bottle of Moscato and watch Netflix when you are in the, you are a possibility, you're about to have a threesome. Think about it. Netflix and Moscato, Reese. Which one are you going to choose? I think threesomes are perfect companions for bored couples. By having a third person to have sex with, couples are guaranteed that extra thrill. A threesome can also prevent boredom with a third person as well. And the next one is it improves reality testing. Although they can be challenging, not only do you have to negotiate sleeping arrangements, you also have to consider who will perform what sexual act. Or if you want to get down and dirty all up in there, you may have to have a cameraman or camerawoman to get up in them crevices and get those interesting close-up shots, being pictures or video. So you got to make sure that everybody knows their part, everybody's willing to play their part, and everybody understand that, okay, we about to do this, but it has to work in a certain order, you know. Now, when it comes to the hurting part, the realization that your partner is attracted to someone else can sometimes leave you feeling confused, hurt, and pissed off. Whether you want to agree with that or not, it's quite possible to be frustrated and angry about the prospect of your partner having casual or serious emotional and or sexual involvement with someone else. So you're going to sit there, you're going to wonder, like I said a few minutes ago, why does my partner want to bring somebody else into our bedroom? Why does my woman want to bring another man into our private sanctuary? Which, if my woman ever came to me and said, I want to bring another man into the bedroom, you and that man can get the hell on. Step off. Get the fuck out of my face, because it's not going down. You know what I'm saying? So, one of the reasons that comes, one of the situations that can hurt a threesome, well, that can hurt someone from a threesome is risky. Depending on how the couple was mindset or how they are trained. Because you have to be mentally trained to want to embark on adding a third person or maybe a fourth person to your intercourse time, you know, downtime, that private time together. Shit, I know I had problems when my kids used to interfere with me getting a little nookie. So now, or back then, I couldn't even imagine another woman in my face talking about I'm not satisfied and I'm looking at my girl and she going to sleep. Because I'm going to go to sleep with my girl. I'm not going to stay up and try to hit them skins and get you off when I'm tired. You know? Probably at 17, 18, 19, 20. Yeah, I could do that. But at 35, 40, please miss me with that. That's not happening. You know? Another reason for why it can hurt a relationship is it will end your relationship. If you are not strong mentally, if you have doubts, if you feel that the person who you're married to are in an exclusive, wink, wink, relationship, then guess what? If they creep in with that person they had the threesome with, it's going to slowly kill you inside. You're going to get to the point you just can't handle. You're going to have to really stand on your square and be strong and say, okay, it happened. Life goes on. Let's go ahead and continue to live together, be happy. And if we decide to do it again, you know, it might be in a couple of years, or we just don't ever do it again. It was that one time, that once in a lifetime experience, and leave it at that. But if you don't, and if you let it eat at your soul, or if you have any self-doubts or any confusion or anything pertaining to why you had a threesome with someone, 9 times out of 10, it's going to bother you to a point that you may want to end the relationship. And the last one is just a bad idea for the week. And that kind of like piggyback off what I just said. To me, people who are not ready, a threesome is a bad idea. Because it's extremely emotional and mentally exhausted. So it can leave you with ideas of jealousy, irritation, and loneliness. I've heard that some of the damage that people have experienced from threesomes is just haven't been able to recover from it. Haven't been able to, you know, feel compatible with someone or feel like they're more than enough for one person. And I've seen on TV or like movies where people actually have died because they was involved in the threesome, being that someone was jealous, being that someone was crazy, or they couldn't handle the situation. So you might want to really think about the threesome thing if you are one of those type of people who can't handle the fact that someone else is, that your spouse or your husband or your wife is loving somebody in front of you and not giving you all that time yourself, all that time to you. Even though you may have agreed to it, it may not be what you can handle. It may not be what, you know, your cup of tea. So think about it. Really, really put some thought into the fact that you forever will be, you know, you and that person and your significant other will have that moment in time when the three of y'all, or the four of you, got together, got down, and got nasty. So to wrap this up, I believe that it depends on the individual involved in their own situation. A threesome can provide a lot of satisfaction and excitement for both parties involved. If both people are mature and self-aware, yeah. I believe threesomes can be a very rewarding experience. However, when couples engage in threesome, both parties should leave the routine of their relationship behind. Because if you walk into that threesome with the baby need pampers, or the dog got to get to the veterinarian, or whatever problem that exists that's lingering on your mind, you're not going to be able to perform. You're not going to be able to enjoy. And you're not going to be able to satisfy all parties, all the participating parties. So really think about if a threesome is going to enhance or hurt your relationship. And on that note, we'll be right back with the topic tonight. Okay, we're back with the topic of tonight. And the topic of the night is 7 weird fetishes men have. Fetishes is one of those topics that I think I've talked about before, but I think I've talked about it in a way where both men and women. Tonight I'm talking about just men. Because in my opinion, men have more fetishes than women. I think women have gained some traction when it comes to that. But overall, men are known to be just a little bit nastier or a little bit kinkier when it comes to intimacy and sex and relationships. Me, myself, I have a few. I don't have it where it's like, it's a must. You know what I'm saying? If it happens, I'm good. If it don't happen, I'm good. So, I've tried a few. I've tried some that I didn't care to try again. And there's been a few that's been like, just lingering, just in case type fetishes. You know what I'm saying? So, this is one of those conversations you really can't have with a lot of men, because they're going to look at you sideways as if something's wrong with you. And in my travels, I don't think there's been that many times where I've had conversations with men about fetishes. You know what I'm saying? If I have, it's been a small number. You know what I'm saying? Very small. Because it's one of those conversations where we just feel kind of leery about talking with to other men, you know? Because, like I said before, like I always say, people don't really care to talk about sex. So just imagine someone brings up about, let's talk about different fetishes. What's your fetish? Everybody's going to pretty much clamp down and just, you know, not really get into that. Because they don't want people to know that they have that side to them. You know what I'm saying? A lot of people want people to think that they're goody two-shoes, or that they can't do no wrong, or they shouldn't be looked at as in a negative light. You know, a lot of people are concerned what people think of them. But when you're comfortable with who you are, and if you can walk in that, you know, that level of comfort and just be yourself, then you'll talk about anything, you know? The conversations I have had with a couple of cats, you know, it's been like not so much about sex. It was just like trying to figure out, you know, what it was that made you have that fetish. What was it about that one person that brought that side of you out? You know what I'm saying? Because when you got someone who can understand your fetish and who can help you, you know, enjoy the fetish, then that person is a keeper. It's one of those type of people you don't want to let go. You know what I'm saying? Because they understand you on levels that most motherfuckers just don't or can't or are unwilling to understand you on. I'm willing to bet you know some men who have, or you understand that men do have, strange obsessions. These obsession with things are also outside. I'm not gonna say outside of sex, but they're the prelude to sex. So something like armpits, or if a woman on your face a certain way. Something like that, you know? But I think the bizarreness of sexual obsession is surprising, you know, when you talk about it, because there's some of them that you don't even think that are fetishes. Or it may have happened and you didn't really understand that it was a fetish, or you didn't acknowledge that it was some type of obsession or strange obsession you may have had. So I'm gonna give you seven of them. The first one is the attraction of the feet. And I think I spoke about this last week or a couple of weeks before. Whereas feet are sometimes like deal breakers. Meaning that if your feet is not jacked up, then you get to the door. You might get a birthday gift. Hell, you may even get a Christmas gift. And you don't have to have perfect feet. Like I say, you know, you got a corn, you got a bun, yeah, we good. But But they knotted up looking like knuckles on knuckles. Ooh. Well, you know, when I was younger. Now, it really don't matter. You know what I'm saying? Because for one, I'm not really into feet like that like I used to be. You know what I'm saying? So it don't, I mean, you know, we can't go nowhere and your shit looking like, you know, looking crazy. You know? But, it depends. It depends. Honestly, I don't really look at a lot of stuff like I used to when I was young. So, I think most men like feet that are well pedicured, beautiful, waxed, and, you know, toenails are polished, and they look nice. You know? The next one is armpits. Now, the reason I say armpits, because I said it earlier, because armpits is one of those strange fetishes. This is one of those fetish that a lot of people like, but are very scared to admit. Because I know for me, there's been a couple of people who've had, like this one person in particular, she never used deodorant, but she always used soap that her aunt made for her. She didn't use regular soap out of the store. Her aunt made bars of soap for her. And she had the pleasant scent on her that just lasts. And whenever, you know, my nose was near her armpits, she didn't have, I knew she didn't wear deodorant because we had the conversation. So she didn't have that, she never had that. She never had that smell where it was like, it threw me off. You know, because she had that natural scent, it was all over her. Compared to some other chicks who I've been with, and that shit was humming. I mean, humming. And I was like, I gotta go. Because it lit the whole room. The whole room was lit. Because I'm thinking it's me. I'm smelling on my arms. And I know I got on, what is it? Oh, my God. It's in the green thing. Oh, my God. The green container. Shit, I can't remember the deodorant. But I keep the deodorant on. You know what I'm saying? So I knew it wasn't me. Yeah, she ain't gonna make the squad, you know what I'm saying? Because it's something about a woman who has a scent on her and it comes from under her arm. Now, if you got certain scents that comes from certain places, major turn. Under the arms is number two compared to the number one. And I really don't need to go into the number one because everybody pretty much know what the number one spot is. If there's a scent coming off a woman from one particular area, yeah, it's a wrap. It's not happening. You know what I'm saying? Unless me and her created that scent. Now, if we create that scent, then we're gonna get our stinky asses in the shower, and, you know, go back and do what we do. But if I come up in there and you got that scent on you, under your arm, that's just like you got that scent somewhere else for me. And if it's powerful enough for me to, like, for my eyes to cross. And I wear glasses, so if all four of my eyes cross, this shit, I'm out, like, shout. I'm not even fucking with it. You know what I'm saying? So armpits are like one of those strange. The next one is Brazilian wax removal. I've never experienced this. Nope. Let me change it. There's one person in particular. Oh, yeah. It refers to the removal of hair from the pubic region, often by professionals using a special technique. The practice has roots in Brazil, and they often attract men to women who get Brazilian style hair removed. Now, for some people, it may be an obsession, and some for others, it may not be.
Some people just want a woman who's clean shaven, who is not so hairy. You know what I'm saying? For me, I don't want it. Anyway, for me, it depends. I can't do the bushy. I can't do the afro down there. You know what I'm saying? Something nice and, you know, like a little patch, a little airplane strip. I mean, runway type strip. I'm good with that. But if you got the Don King down there, but I've never really paid that too much attention. You know what I'm saying? I've come across it with, you know, women, you know, with the Brazilian hair removal. But it's never been something that it's not the same with me as armpits. Armpits is like, yeah, okay, I notice that shit. Sometimes I don't notice the Brazilian wax removal. So it's one of those obsessions where some people will catch it and some people won't. Because it's in a certain area where you're not really concerned that much with what's going on, but one thing, if it's good or not. You know what I'm saying? So sometimes you can have the Don King because you'll bypass the negative feelings you got about it, because the end result is going to make you forget about that Afro Don. You know what I'm saying? Without being too vulgar, you know what I'm saying? And that's crazy, because sometimes I do talk about certain things, and sometimes I'm kind of like trying not to be too vulgar, but shit, it depends, man. It depends. And I think the more I do the podcast, the more I try to find the balance, you know? So, sex in the shower is the fourth. Love it. Love it. Man, the first time I had sex in the shower, amazing. I heard the harps. I saw fireworks. It was romantic and sexy and erotic, all in the same wrapped up motion. Oh my God, I was young. She was young and being agile, being able to like maneuver in the shower and not fall and hold my strength was, I can hold both of us in the shower and the water hitting you in the face and oh shit. Ooh, 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 my God. Anyway, y'all, give me a minute. It took me way back. The shower. I think when you're taking a shower and you're having sex, it helps take away any type of stress, anxiety, and depression. That shit is erased immediately. I'm going to have to go to the next one, man, because I'm getting a little stimulated. Number five, erotic smothering. Ooh, I think I've let one person smother me. And I had to make sure, because she was a little thick with her, so I had to yo, we got a fucking safe word. Can't remember what mine was. I'm like, if I say it, let me up, because I don't like anything over my head. I don't like nobody hovering over my head. And she had the big breasts, so, and she was nice with hers. You know what I'm saying? So once she had me, you know, because I did her first. That was her thing. She enjoyed it. You know what I'm saying? She enjoyed being smooth. And I was like, what you get out of it? And she said, it makes me have crazy orgasms. And I said, orgasm with a S? She said, yeah. I said, not one? She said, no, plural. Motherfucker. I'm like, oh, shit. I came up on something. So, you know, when I did it, it was like a different experience. Because there were multiple orgasms. And I'm thinking, I'm choking this motherfucker out or I'm going to kill her. Because I kept trying to pull, she said, do not pull it over my head. Just leave it there and do what you do. I'm like, oh, shit. Don't tell me that shit. But, you know, it worked out. And then it was some of the best, some of the best relations, the best sex I've ever had. But when she did me, I was like a little bitch. You know what I'm saying? I'm like, hey, when I say those words, let me up. Don't choke me out. I need to breathe because I have this thing about, even when I go to sleep, I love the covers over my head, but when I feel like it's too much, or if I'm like wrapped up and I can't get my head from under the covers, I go crazy. But I want to try it because it was like some different shit. And it was okay. I didn't freak out that much, you know. And like I said, she was well endowed in the chest area. And she had her upper body on my head and just held me under there while she was on top. And I just concentrated on what was going on with us, you know, with us having sex. I thought about her covering me up and leaning on me. But I was able to see a little light, so that kind of like made it, you know, all right for me. But it was only one time. It was something that I didn't want to do again. So that's one of those ones that, you know, only had like a one-time shot. The next one is mature women. And this is so true. I first moved to Atlanta. I got divorced in 98, January 98. And I moved here in March. So I think April, I went out to the club. I want to say it was the 20 grand. I went out to the club and I met this young lady. Well, I met this lady. And, you know, when you're drinking in the club, and, you know, it's kind of dark. You can see people, but you really can't see them until you see them in the light. So even though when I saw in the light, she didn't look like she was that old. And when I say that old, she was 60 and I was 38, 36, 37, 38, around that. I was mid-30s. 33, 34, something like that. Like, she was 60. And up until that point, she was the oldest person I had been with. And let me just say, not only did she cook for us, she washed my clothes, she did some of this, and she did some of that, and did a whole lot of this and that. Nah, the bottom line is she really held my attention. You know what I'm saying? She was good at, you know, at her craft. You know what I'm saying? She had skills. The old lady had skills. I hadn't talked about that in years. But I think several men, for example, prefer mature woman because of the age difference between them and the woman. Another reason is we feel that older women are a whole lot more mature. You're not going to get a whole lot of sass. You're not going to get a whole lot, I ain't cooking that, I ain't doing this. You're not going to get that. You know what I'm saying? You're not going to get, if you fucking me, I need some money. You're not going to really hear that word. If anything, they're going to be like, baby, you all right? You need anything? I know you're going through something right now. I know, you know, child support kicking you behind. Go ahead and take that little $200 I've left on the nightstand.
I'm tripping.
Oh my God. Oh my God. Flashbacks like a bug. Mature women have experience in life. They make themselves more eligible partners than most young women. You know what I'm saying? Young women want to play games and want to, like I said, you know, harp on certain shit that you ain't doing for them. But if you ain't doing this and that, okay. All right, well, I'll talk to you later. Or I'll talk to you never. You know what I'm saying? I think the term MILF, mothers I want to fuck. Mothers I love to fuck. That term came out a few years ago, and people kind of like, you know, have, to me, overdone it with using the term, but it fits well with a lot of older women. You know what I'm saying? It's the ideal term. You know, some see it as a derogatory term, but some see it as it's appropriate. You know what I'm saying? I think the media glamorize younger women while they largely ignore older women, leaving middle-aged women to wade through the sea of misconceptions. The last one is not... Oh, my God. This last one, golden showers. This right here is not for the weak. And I mean that if you're giving the golden shower or if you're receiving. Some people can't handle urinating someone. And they definitely can't handle someone pissing on them. Now, I'm not going to go too much into that. I'm not going to go too much into that because that's one of those obsessions where you definitely have to have a preference for that shit. You know what I'm saying? Because the whole idea of someone doing that to you is just, like, bizarre. It's beyond bizarre. It's fucking mad. Madness. I know some people who enjoy it. I know men and women who have confessed that, hey, they like it. And I know some women who prefer to be on the receiving. Now, I'm not saying I was on the giving end. I'm just saying I've talked to people or dated women who have said, yeah, I have, you know, experienced that with different people. I'm like, so you done had multiple motherfuckers pissing? Like, yeah. That's my thing. I'm like, hey. Now, as for me, I'm just going to leave it that conversation where it is. Let's just say, I may have dabbled a couple of times. Maybe once, twice in my lifetime. I don't know. You know, but it hasn't been no multiple times. But yeah, it's one of those obsessions where you have to really have a preference. And if that's not your thing, then let a motherfucker know off the rip, hey, you ain't pissing on me. No, sir. Or no, man. That's not happening, Captain. And because some people try to convince you, hey, try. You might like it. Nah. Like, get the fuck out of here with that. You know what I'm saying? But anyway, it is wildly considered golden showers to be humiliation. That's what it is. A lot of people look at it as a sign of being humiliated. So that's why not that many people are into it. But shit, I know people who have admitted that there's nothing wrong with it. So, to each his own. But anyway, enough about that. Those are the seven fetishes that men have. And there's a few more. And, you know, I think the last one kind of like, you know, gonna make me wrap up this conversation. You know what I'm saying? Because, I mean, it's not like I'm, you know, scared to talk about or don't want to talk about. It's just certain things that, like I said, it's just not my cup of tea. But, you know, I'm going to talk about it because some stuff I have experienced or stuff that I've talked to other people who have indulged and who likes it and who thinks the world of it. You know what I'm saying? So I'm going to talk about the experience, not only from my perspective, but from what people have told me or shared with me and what I've seen. But anyway, man, I want to say thank you to the listeners. Thank you for listening to this podcast and supporting this podcast, man. I keep saying it, but it's one of those things where I gotta give thanks. That's who I am. I wasn't gonna do it the podcast tonight. I was having a crappy day. It was just like shit on top of shit on top of shit, and I'm like, you know what? Maybe if I do the podcast, I'll feel better. Honestly, I feel good. You know what I'm saying? I feel a little bit better. I feel like I can go and tackle these issues. You know how you bombarded with something? It comes down like an avalanche. That's what the day has been for me. And once I you know, finish this up, I'm going to go ahead and, you know, get myself together and get up tomorrow and battle tomorrow. But tomorrow's a new day. So I want to wish everybody a good night. Take care of yourselves. Thank you for supporting. Thank you for listening. Anything you want me to talk about, hit me up at whenhespeakserotica@gmail.com. Any type of, you know, questions, any critiques, hit me up as long as you're respectable. If not, y'all take care. Support, like, share. Check out the book, Heart Seductions. The next book is definitely coming. I'm still editing, still working on it. So it's coming. But continue to support the podcast, man. And not just my podcast. There's a lot of other podcasts out there. You know what I'm saying? Dirty Lola. Been listening to her. She's definitely, you know, got some good topics to listen to. So, you know, I'm going to shout her out, Dirty Lola. You know, but just, you know, continue to support. And I'll talk to y'all next week, man. Peace.